battles, served kings, endured great hardship for God, and came out on the other side transformed. What if they could sit down in a chair across from you and you had the privilege of spending a few precious minutes with each of them? What would that be like? That was the intriguing idea that drove me to write this book. I have been studying the leaders of the Bible for more than 50 years. Truth be told, everything I know about leadership has come from Scripture. I shared some of the insights I gained about life and leadership in Running with the Giants. For many years, people have been asking me to write another book like it. I've spent another 10 years reading, meditating on, and studying the major figures of the Bible. And I'm finally ready to share what I've learned. So come along with me as I imagine what it would be like to meet 9 giants of the faith, each spending a few minutes to share the lessons he or she has learned about life and leadership. Elijah. God loves you on your bad days. It's a few minutes before dawn, my favorite time of day, and my home is completely silent. I meet you at my front door and welcome you in. Together we walk down the long hallway and enter my study. I glance at my desk. The most recent outline for a lesson that I've been working on sits there partially finished, a stack of quote cards next to it. It will require at most only another hour of my time. I leave it alone. I will work on it tomorrow. Today we are going to experience something I've been looking forward to for months. Today we will be mentored by some of the giants of the faith. I don't know who will be coming. I only know that in a few minutes they will begin arriving one by one and spend a few minutes with us sharing their wisdom. My sense of anticipation is off the charts. This is going to be a spectacular day. Together we will learn from people who have experienced moments with God that changed their lives. And this has the potential to change ours. I am so glad you have decided to join me. We look outside and we can see that the sun is peeking its head above the horizon and turning the sky above the Atlantic Ocean different shades of pink, orange, and red. It's glorious. I move toward my favorite overstuffed armchair where I often sit to pray and think. It's surrounded by some of my favorite things. A photograph of my father and me teaching together when he was 90. The handful of books that have made the greatest impact on my life, and several favorite items from my John Wesley collection. The view of the ocean is spectacular. I invite you to settle in beside me in the comfortable chair that matches my own. A third chair, positioned across from us, is empty. We sit silently, wondering who will be the first to arrive and meet with us. We don't have to wait long. We can hear someone walking up the hallway, the sound of leather soles gently treading on the stone floor. And then he's standing in the doorway, a bald man neither young nor old. He wears a plain tunic with a leather belt. On his shoulders rests a camel hair cloak. We can see that, near the neck, there is an odd-shaped tear in the cloak that shows signs of having been repaired. The man's expression is intense, serious. I wonder who this might be. "I was a man of great influence in my country," he says, eyeing us intently as he walks over and settles into the chair opposite us. "I had the confidence of the people, the ear of the king, and the power of God. I condemned King Ahab, the most wicked of Israel's kings. I prophesied the 3-year drought, and I proved to everyone that Baal was an impotent false god, worthy of nothing but contempt." Of course, it's Elijah. We are face to face with Elijah. This Old Testament prophet stood up to Ahab, the king who was